Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Actually, time for my favorite part of the service. And if you're excited, I want you to rise up and let's welcome Bishop Dykewood Mills.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thanks a million for this opportunity to receive your word. Guide us by your great power in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Some of you came for a concert. I've used that to attract you to listen to the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, can you turn off some of the light? Or do you need all the lights, Martha? If you don't need all the lights, so that the heat will go down till when we need the lights. All right. The Wisdom of Kings. The Wisdom of Kings, part 2. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. Amen. Or, receive my instruction. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Verse 12, Proverbs 8, verse 12. I find out the knowledge of witty inventions. Amen. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Counsel is mine. Verse 15. By me, kings reign. Amen. And princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Amen. Now, one of the types of wisdom that exists is the wisdom of kings, or for kings, for princes, for nobles, and for judges. All right? Are you listening to me? Why is this a special kind of wisdom? Because it is the wisdom which is used for leadership. Are you listening to me? It is the wisdom that is used to lead. Now, if you look in our African situation, you will find out that we as Africanos, leave the air conditioners on, if you don't mind. And can this door be open as well? Is it possible to open this door so that there's a bit of air here? Just leave the air conditioners on to cool us down a bit. Now, we as Africanos, We do not lack in intelligence, like IQ. When it's tested, it has been scientifically investigated. Our IQ is as good as anybody's. We don't lack in ability to lead, ability to do research. We don't lack in the ability to learn, to study, to pass exams. We can do science as well as arts. We can do everything. We can drive buses, cars, athletics, singing, dancing, every area. Fly aeroplane. Like once we are taught, do this, do this, do this, we can do it and we do it. Yes. However, there is an area which people do not realize is different from intelligence. And it's different from passing exams. All right? And that is to lead human beings. Because human beings are complicated. Man was not made to rule human beings, but to rule animals. Man was given dominion over the animals, not over other men. So in this particular area, you find that we seem, where we are put in charge, all right, as soon as we are in charge, that place begins to have certain characteristics. It becomes dirty. It becomes shabby. It becomes inefficient. There are rubbish heaps. The basic amenities do not work when we are in charge. Water does not flow. Lights do not come on. Roads are not built. Bridges are not built. I just came from Korea, and there are several bridges crossing the river that passes through the city. And somebody commented about one of the new bridges. There are several bridges that cross the river, deep into the water, deep into the water, deep into the water, deep into the water. And somebody commented, the column, the pillar, is huge, wide. But somebody commented that the last time we were there, it was not there. That is just 2 years ago. The whole bridge, new bridge. I was just thinking about our Adomi bridge that was being repaired. You know? Our Adomi bridge. Bridge that is being repaired. It's been 3 years. You cannot go to the Volta region. You cannot go to the whole section of the nation. You cannot go there because of this bridge. It's one of the major pathways for the nation. When we are in charge, the people under us are poor and oppressed. True. I just came from Kolebu, and I went to drive around looking at the doctor's flat, and I felt very, very, very sad. No, 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 no. I wonder why somebody would be the best in WASI, get 8 A's. 16 A's. I know somebody who has 16 in November and November and whatever. 8 A's. So that's 16 A's. Huh? 16 A's. The best of the best. This is what they have. Yeah. It's pathetic. You see pipes. Everybody has connected a water tank to the flat. Because water doesn't go there. They have made their own pipe up. So their houses have pipes and all. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I visited a medical student. He was sleeping in the kitchen. This particular medical student. He was sleeping in the kitchen. Because he doesn't have anywhere to stay. Yes. Yeah. The best. So where we are in charge, the people are really under. That is it. Whether it's Gabon, Gambia, Sierra Leone, Guyana, everywhere, it is a particular picture. So it looks like the wisdom to pass exams is there. The wisdom for maybe the wisdom of David, the wisdom of Saul, all different types of wisdom, but the wisdom to lead. And the Bible says, by me, kings reign. You see, there is a kind of wisdom that kings need to even handle people. And people are very complicated. If you do the right thing for them, they often repay you. Last week I told you a story.
Yes.
I'll tell you again because many of you did not hear that story. They will repay you with an amazing repayment. That is why democracy is not necessarily needed everywhere. I mean, if you are reduced to choosing people by tribes and by handsomeness, how can that help us? It's pathetic. And you see, you have the complete inability to make things work in a certain way. Yeah. I was telling you this man who used to go and fight, the Count of Siena, he was called, used to fight for this city in Italy. And every time he was fighting battles for them, leading armies to fight, and the city would be safe. Everybody in the city would be safe. And the people were becoming more and more indebted to this man because he was always fighting battles for them and winning. So they had some meetings to decide what to do to show their appreciation to the man. Some said, if we give him money, it will not be enough. Some said, if we do this, it will look like they don't appreciate him. They had long meetings until they decided. The best is that we should kill him and make a statue of him that will always be there as a memorial for him, to thank him for his kind, his fighting for them all these years. And that is exactly what they did. When he came back from the next war, they caught him and they killed him and made a statue of him. Say, thank you for fighting for us all these years. So human beings often repay you and don't understand what you are doing for them.
Thank you.
Yes. That is why the church is not run by democracy. I don't believe in democracy in the church. Even in the nation, many things that are democratic are negative because it's democratic. Yeah. Leadership is not education. You may be from Harvard, Oxford, what? Cambridge, what have you? As soon as you land at Kotoka, all of the Cambridge goes away. So, you are receiving, the wisdom of kings.
Yeah.
And that wisdom, you are going to use it to lead yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm teaching you this wisdom so that you lead yourself. The best person to lead is yourself. If you can lead yourself well, you are going places.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are you still around?
Yes.
Fantastic. So now, one of the wisdom keys of that will help you as a king is the wisdom of concentration. The secret of concentration. All right? Most great achievers are people who focus and concentrate on one thing for a long time. Concentration, hallelujah, is the key to great achievement. Do you want to lead yourself well? Then you must learn the art of concentrating on things. Concentrate on your vision. Concentrate on your church. Concentrate on your work. Amen. Amen. Concentrate on the Lord. And it will help you. Amen. Amen. To achieve great things. Many people are dissipating your small energy on many things. And when you focus on many things, you will not be able to accomplish much. Hallelujah. What are some of the areas you must concentrate on? Number one, if you are, this is a first love church, if those of you who are grown-ups, please, this is for children. We are children here and we are learning. Amen. How many are children here and you are? Okay. It's a children's church. Concentrate on your school to finish the school. Okay? Because there are people who go to London. When they go to London, they don't finish the course that they went to do. Yeah. People go to university and don't qualify. We have found so many people not finishing their courses that now when somebody is coming to apply for full-time, we want to see the certificate. Otherwise, we don't believe that you went to the school, no matter how you were at Legon or Tech. Yes. Because when you are in school, you must concentrate and qualify. Yeah. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You must finish. And you must concentrate on your school and get your degree. But you see, you can do many things. Number two, concentrate on your church. You cannot be in many things. There are people who have two churches. And there are people who have three pastors. Two or three pastors. I know from a certain country, you hardly find somebody from that country with one church. I don't want to mention the name of the country. But it starts with N. Huh? Nicaragua. Okay. You can hardly find people from that country with one church. They always have either a personal prophet, another pastor who comes to the house, a special prayer group that they belong to, and that country's name begins with N. Do you know any such group of people? There is a, I tell you, you will think the person is a member of your church as a pastor. When you go to the house, you realize that Pastor so-and-so just left. Yeah, he just left. He came to conduct a service and has gone, has left. He's in a car going. Some have made rooms in the house for that pastor or prophet to stay there. In Ghana here. Meanwhile, when we are having all night, you will not come. When we are having prayer meeting, you will not come. When we are doing this thing, you will not come. But you have a prophet here, an all night there, your Sunday church here, your pastor here, different prophets and pastors and people. Television pastor as well. Television pastor. Radio pastor. Attending here, attending there. Hey! Yeah. So when you're a pastor and you see such people, at a point you don't even take them seriously. And when you see the person say he's in your church, but it's actually not in your church. And he's in nobody's church. So the person says, I go from place to place. I go from place to place. Yes. Remember that Job was asked that question. Satan was asked that question in the book of Job. Where have you been? Said, I've been going to and fro. Concentrate on your church. Since I joined Lighthouse, I've been concentrating on the church all these years. Yes. I'm telling you. I've always been in one thing. I don't believe in two things. Yeah. Always one thing. Concentrate. Concentrate on working for God as your recreation. Yes. Instead of, you are going to Kwehu Boys meeting. Ola Girls School, Accra, whatever. Wesley Girls, whatnot. Different groups you belong to. Concentrate. You cannot do many things. Me, my old boys group, I don't know why they've not contacted me. I don't know why they haven't contacted me, because I am from the school. And nobody has contacted me. I don't know why. I was surprised, because I've been watching my wife. She's has joined her old groups, and I'll be in the house listening to all her stories that these people are saying. I say, hey, me, I don't have any people to say anything. So, I tell you, concentrate. All right? Then, for the sisters. What is the key to getting a beloved? I couldn't hear it well. Humility. What's the second key? And what's the third key? Concentrate on getting a beloved through humility. At this stage. Do you know why? Because I've noticed that those who are not serious about such things and take it lightly, they suffer loss with time. Yeah. It's not easy to be a coconut tree without flowers and want something to come and pluck flowers where there are no flowers. Yes. It's true. Yes. It's not easy. At a certain point, there are no flowers. And there's no one can pluck. There's nothing to pluck. So when you are at a certain stage and you joke with those things, you can suffer loss. And I've seen a lot of people play with it. As the years go by, you see them. Not all, but many. As if nobody liked you, but people liked you. But you. So this one is short. This one is nose. This one has got a travel mark. This one is hair is like this. This one is going bald. This one is this. This one is that. You keep on saying, this one is this, this one is this, this one is this, one is this, one is this. As if you are a conductor conducting a choir. Just now you see that there will be light off. And there will be no more songs coming from you. So concentrate on being humble. So that a person with eyes for humility may see you in time before the coconut tree becomes flowerless. Are you listening? Concentrate. Concentrate on your life's mission. What is your mission for life? Concentrate on it. I tell you, since I found my life's mission to work for God, I've been working for Him. You can't say I wasn't working for God when I was in school. No, I worked for the Lord all day long. Yes. Are you listening? Yeah. So now that you found your place in the house of the Lord, plug in. This is the beginning. And stay on that road. Most people, by the age of 40, what they started by the age of 25, they are very successful in it. Yes. So if you are in it and you concentrate from 25, you see that by the age of 40, you are high in what you have decided to do and what you've decided to focus on. But if you do a bit of this, a bit of this, a bit of this, a bit of this, but by the time it gets to a certain point, you are no more and you are trying to enter into something that young people have entered in already a long time. Yes. Do you know Enumbo? Do you want to say Enumbo? Yeah. So you must concentrate, start and concentrate on your life's calling. Focus on it. Yes. That's all that I've been doing. Church, 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 church. Building churches. Focusing on church building. Church growing, and now I'm building another church, which is a First Love Church. I'm building it. Four examples of the secret of concentration. Number one, Jesus Christ, Luke 9, verse 51. When it was time that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face, amen, to go to Jerusalem. Nothing could take him away. He made his mind, look, I'm going to Jerusalem. They are calling me here. They are calling me. Say, no. I'm going to Jerusalem. Look, Jesus died for us. His parables cannot save us. It is his blood. By his blood, we are saved. We are washed. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the parables of Jesus Christ. Nothing but the stories of Jesus Christ. So he could have been telling stories for years, but his blood would not have been shed. So that is the one thing that saved our lives. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Yes. And he knew that he had to shed his blood. So he focused on going to Jerusalem. Sometimes you see somebody say he's going on a mission field. And you see they would delay. So, okay, I'm doing this. Okay, I'm going here. So we have learned not to take people seriously unless they just go. When you go, then we believe that you are going. The rest is just fluff. It's just air. It's just talking. Concentrate on the one thing. If that is your mission, and it's going to be painful. Start it. Years ago, I met a brother who wanted to start a church in London. I traveled to Ghana. I came back. He said he was still organizing himself after some years. I told him, look, what you are going to go through will not be easy. So start early. That's what Jesus did. I'm going to the cross. 3 years is enough. I don't need to be here for 50 years before I'll now be thinking, analyzing whether I'm going to the cross and be praying about it. It's direct. 3 years, enough preaching. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to die. He set his face steadfastly. What is painful for you? What is difficult for you? What is bizarre? Go for it. That's what God wants you to do. And through that, you'll be leading yourself forward. When you do what is hard and difficult, you move very quickly forward. Number two, Jesus, and the second example of concentration is Jesus concentrating on Jews. He didn't waste his time on Gentiles. He told his disciples, then the 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, don't waste your time on Gentiles. We are here, first of all, to minister to Jews. And that is the purpose. No time wasting on Gentiles. So Jesus concentrated his effort on what God had called him to do, minister to the Jews and get out of the system. Jesus never traveled more than 200 miles. He never had a car, never wrote a book, never recorded what he said. And his ministry has gone around the whole world. He did not need to travel anywhere. He did not need to go anywhere. He did not need to go beyond where he could go on foot. For his whole life, it was enough. Concentrate on what God has given to you. It will be enough. And I'm preaching to myself as well.
Wow.
Number three, the Apostle Paul concentrated on his course and finished it. Many people do multiple courses. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought a good fight and I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. You see, I've finished my course. What is your course? What is the course that God has for you? Finish it. If that course is connected to me, finish it. If that course is connected to whoever, finish it. Start it, finish. So that then you say, I finished my course. Finish it. Finish it. It's like school. You think everybody finishes school, but people don't finish school. People do not finish school. And people do not finish their courses in the ministry. If I look at my life, it's like I finished a course and started another course. Yes. Okay. That's how it looks like to me. I don't. It's not something I planned, but as I'm looking, it's like if I finished a cycle and I've started another cycle. Because I see a lot of the things from the beginning now. Yeah. I see them at this. It's like the same thing again. Starting all over again. Yeah. Focus. Focusing on you. Focusing on you. Are you listening?
Yes.
Focusing. Number four. The apostle could have done many things, but he was on another person who was very focused. Philippians 3:13. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do. One thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. How many things does he do? One thing. Yeah. One thing. You will notice camps, preaching, training people, talking about one thing. Is it not what I'm doing? Yeah. You don't even have to come for the next camp because you know the topic. Is it not true? Yeah. You know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about working for God. Kill yourself for Jesus. Forgive. Wow. Are you listening? Are you still around?
Yes.
Concentrate. If you want to be great, concentrate. Concentrate on your church. Concentrate on your pastor. If God has given you a pastor, because that when I became a Christian, I went to Action. I was taken to Action. When I was taken there, that was it. I'm up till today, I'm still there. Yes. Up till today, I'm still there. I'm still there. Archbishop is one of the few pastors that I have anything to do. Yesterday I spoke to him. Almost all the time I speak to him. From the time I was taken there, I was taken by hand to the place. I've never gone anywhere. I've never, oh, I'm going to another church or another man of God has come. There's nothing like that. One thing. How many things can you do? How many? One thing, and be wild in it. If you are in Lighthouse, be wild in the church till you are at the end. Yes. It takes you to a certain conclusion. Yes. If you are going to be a pastor fully. I believe in that. Fully. Since we came into the ministry, we have been just one thing. By the grace of God, we are not looking for money. As soon as we start to look for money, it's bought. The Samuel's sons, the Bible says, and Samuel's sons followed not the Lord, for they turned aside unto Luca. Luca is money. They turned aside. You see, following money and becoming money is the reason for anything. It's a turning aside from the actual ministry. So it says, Samuel's sons turned aside unto Luca and received gifts and perverted judgment. Yes. If I wanted money, I wouldn't come and follow people who don't even have phones. I wouldn't come and follow people who don't have phones. Today I was talking to one of my members. She has been sending me texts. She borrows a phone. She borrows somebody's phone, sends the message and signs under because she doesn't have a post. So anytime she needs a message, and when I look at her, my heart was tired. I said, God will provide. God will provide. Yes, these are my members. These are my members. They don't have much. If I was following money, I would have been in a church with curtain material dealers, carpet sellers. Eh? Those who sell tiles, not children, who are borrowing phones to send messages. And it has become a quarrel between the owner and the borrower because the owner says that the message you sent is the message I also wanted to send him. But as you have sent it, it's like I can't also send my message. So it has become a conflict. What a blessing. It is a blessing and a great blessing. Amen. Amen. And the second and final key for tonight is help others. This is the wisdom key for leaders. Help others around you, okay, to accomplish great things with their lives. Help others to accomplish great things. Amen. Amen. Why? Now just listen, because I'm not going to quote many scriptures on this one, but you just listen, because the scripture that I'm referring to, you all know. Are you there? Yes. The effect of the fall of man was the instantaneous effect was to look at himself. This is the picture of a fallen man. Everybody stand up and do this. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Uh-huh. This is a fallen man. Looking at yourself instead of looking at others. Yes. All our problems started from looking at our own problems and our lives. When you see a fallen man who cannot break away from the fall, he cannot break away from just caring for himself, looking after himself, covering himself, sorting out the problem. That when you look at yourself, you will see a problem by all means. How many look in the mirror and see a problem? Hey! Sit down. A selfie. And we became selfish. So immediately, even the covering is because of a way of looking at yourself and looking inward rather than looking outward. Now, a person who is a leader, this is the master key that takes you from being nobody to being somebody. It's to stop this and to start looking around to help others. Now, we Africans are often not able to look at other problems. Yes. We always look at ourselves and feel we have nothing to help somebody with. Is it not true? Yeah. If you take the example of these two churches, Church of God in Christ, which is the black church, out of which came Assemblies of God. Church of God in Christ was there. Then Assemblies of God came out. Assemblies of God is run by white people. Church of God in Christ, the original church, is black people. Do you see Church of God in Christ in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Kenya, in so many places? Black bishop, and they have comparative structures. The Church of God in Christ has a board of bishops. The Assemblies of God has a council of a general council, they call it. The highest body, and they are the same, 12-12. The highest body. Then they have general superintendents for each country. They have bishops, same. These are black, these are white. Black to go out and care for the others. Meanwhile, black people in America, if they were isolated, would be the 8th richest country in the world. Yes, only blacks. But how to lift up your eyes and care for somebody is not seeming to be part of our nature. So our Lighthouse is a very odd church. So we are going on mission to Gambia. We have sent a missionary to Ziginshaw. We've sent a missionary to Dakar. We sent a missionary to Conakry. We sent a missionary to Kindia in Guinea. We're going for a crusade in Zerikore, in Kisidugu, in Kindia, in Masenta, in Mamu, all in Guinea. We're going to Banga in Liberia. Usually it's a white man who will go and do those things. We sit there, the white man comes to us. Because it's like to look inward. When you look at yourself, you see, that's why Jesus gave the clear commission. Go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost. You will never only have to go to Jerusalem. And by the time you are setting out to Judea, there will always be still a problem in Jerusalem. Still. And by the time you are leaving Judea to Samaria, there will be sinners in Samaria. But to lift up your eyes. Somebody came to see me to ask me to work on our chapel, the John Gicho Chapel. Said, oh, we want to expand the site and so on. I said, what about, because the person involved with the French church, I said, what about the church in Gabon? Do they have a building? Actually, we have this edifice here. Many churches cannot even start and finish their building project. We finished long time ago. We should now be developing. So what about Abidjan? What about Cotonou? What about Brazzaville? What about Kinshasa? You see, we don't think of others. Let us rather be going around in circles in the same small dark zone. It's like, if you are dying, die. We are caring for ourselves here. That is what makes a person a leader. Is when, because a leader is like, I'm looking after you. When I come to preach at First Love Church, I'm looking after you. Wow. I'm not looking after myself. I may have problems. If you are trying to be perfect and have no problem before you work for God, I want to assure you today, finally, you never have to question it again. You will never work for God because you will never be free of problems. Financially, maritally, family, anyway, you will never, never be free of problems. There's no way you can be free. Yes. If that is what you are waiting for, you are looking at your problems to see now, I'm working on this, I'm working on this, I'm working on this. By the time you are dying, you now you see that, hey, my problems never went away. I waited for them to go away. How many are young people and realize that you already have a lot of problems like a grown-up? Raise your hand if your problems are, look at them. Grown-ups, as if you are a grown-up. Some are lifting up their legs. Some of you have sexual, you are not married, you have sexual problems like married, as if you are married. So, look up. Don't look at your life. When I was going into the ministry, I look at my life. I don't know, where will my children go to school? Where will my children go to school? I never thought of my children going to school. That's not my mind. That's why I'm a leader. A leader that, look, if I'm thinking to secure myself, I will not help you. That is why it even looks miraculous that as you help others and as you seek the kingdom of God, then it's like things are added unto you that you didn't plan. But people can't believe it. And that is the great key to becoming a leader. We need a president. We need a leader. We need a minister of road, minister of whatever, who doesn't look this way, but looks far, far. That's why the roads are done from airports. Even the roads in airport residential, they are always being redone. Yes. What about Sampa Valley? But Botiano or Dansoma? What about OUB? But airport residential, they are always being redone and redone and redone. Same old roads. But people don't look up and look out. Wow. So becoming a leader is deciding to help others even though you are laden with problems. But as soon as you look at yourself, best place for me is among the trees. And Adam ran and hid himself amongst the trees. So when God came for him, he couldn't find him at his right place. He said, Adam, where are you? I said, no, I'm not available. I'm sorting out, I'm covering my private parts. I recognize my private part needs some covering. You, Lord, you were coming all along and spying us. You didn't tell us that what you were looking at. We have seen it for ourselves. Wow. Is it amazing? So Adam went to hide. So to be a leader is, I don't know how you'll get that mind or that heart. Don't think about it. Is it good for me? Many times when I write a book, sometimes I write, it's like what I'm writing, I know that even maybe I can't even apply those things that I'm writing about. Because maybe my time is past to apply them. But I'll write it for somebody. Or I'll write out of my own experience that maybe I cannot even correct, but I can help somebody. That's all. That's what a minister is. That's a leader. Four goals you must have to help people. Number one, aim for your followers or aim for yourself and somebody around you to do well spiritually. Fight for people to do well spiritually. Yes. That is a great goal as a leader. So all of you here, don't just come and enjoy wisdom impartation service on your own. You must come to wisdom impartation service with somebody. Think of somebody you've left behind. Don't just enjoy the podcast on your own. Somebody told me, Bishop, you're always sharing things that you know, things that you have. Yes, that should be your mind and your heart. I want to share what I have. I have something good, something nice. I want you to have it too. That's why I encourage people to work for the Lord. They think I'm trying to take something from them. You know the story of the man who had five children and he told them not to play by the river, but they insisted on going to play by the river. A very rich man with a huge mansion. And The children went and played. Four of them got on a boat, the canoe, and then they went down the river. And the river, you know, there are some rivers when you go, you can't come off. It took them far. And they got to a place and they couldn't come back. It was forest, river, and they were there. And the father was left with one son. He was very, very, very sad. And he knew that he could not come back. But after some years, he decided to try to sacrifice his one son to go and look for the four. So his son, that time had learned how to master the river and everything, went on the expedition with some of the servants. He went down the river. Hey, pray. Somebody invited me to the Amazon River in Brazil. Pray, there are some rivers. Pray you don't fall in. Anacondas, crocodile, alligators. Alligators which are 24 feet long. I'm 6 feet. So 20. You can imagine from here to there. This is alligator. Yeah. Anyway, the guy survived the river and he got to the place. And there he found a village of some weird people. When he went, he started asking and he found that his brothers were there. Amazing. He saw, went to his first brother. His brother had married one of the cannibals. They were cannibals. And was staying in a hut. When he saw him, he said, "Ah, daddy is looking for you. Come back to the house." The brother's reaction, he could not believe. He said, "We should come back. Why should we come back? Do you know how we are enjoying here? You are jealous of us in the hut." He said, "You are jealous of us as we are here. You don't have what we have." He went to the next one, who was a fisherman somewhere. "Papa is calling you in his mansion and his castle." He said, "You know, I'm fishing in the river, catching fishes. You are jealous of me. You want to take my house. You want to..." This has been the reaction to me when I've been inviting people to come and work for God. Oh yes, a lot of my lay pastors, that is their reaction. "You want what we have. You know, you are jealous of the job that we have in this place. You are jealous of it. You want to be whatever this. Why you want..." I just leave them. Stay with your fish. Stay with your cannibal wife. Stay with your cannibal situation and be in your river. And the guy got back on the boat and went back to his father and told him, "They said they won't come. That you are jealous of their prosperity." How sad. I've stretched out this hand for years, inviting people, work for the Lord. They look at me. Work for the Lord. Work for the Lord. We are going to the bank. Kateshake Pharaoh. Aim for people to do spirit well. I always want my people to do well spiritually. I want you to do well spiritually. Amen. Number two, aim for your followers to do well financially. I will not allow somebody to follow me and not do well financially. No. Nobody who works for the Lord must be allowed not to. You see, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. So you cannot be blessed by God without becoming rich. Yeah, you can be rich without being blessed, but you cannot be blessed without being rich. Because the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Wow. If they obey him and serve him, they shall spend their days in pleasure, in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. Job 36, verse 11. Wow. Are you listening? Aim for your followers to do well financially. People are always amazed that the people who work in the ministry seem to be happy. Yeah. "How are you happy? Why are you happy? Are you not sad? Are you not sad?" Number three, aim for your followers to be socially blessed, maritally, socially. you cannot follow us and we will not try to get a beloved for you. What? We shall pray. The blessings, when I bless my first love children, I bless them from my intestines. I bless them from my intestines. I speak it from inside. Yes. I speak blessings over them. Yes. Yes. I come to officiate their weddings. With joy, I've kept all the programs of all their weddings. And I'm praying for your wedding, you. You, whatever keeps you from getting married is canceled today in Jesus' name. Hey! What a blessing. So, brothers and sisters, it is a wonderful thing. And number four, aim for your followers to fulfill their ministry. Apart from doing well spiritually, to fulfill their ministry. I'm always encouraging people. That's why I take people to Korea. I took almost 100 people to Korea this year. Yes. Last time I took about 52 people. I want people to be great. I called my pastors from Wa, from Boku, from Nabu. All I said, come, I'm taking from Hohoi. I said, I'm taking you to Korea. Let us go. I want you to see church growth. Yes. Don't just think about yourself. You see, don't look at yourself. It's the sign that you are falling. The first thing is to look. So, ha! I don't have money. Ha! Where will my child go to school? Ha! How will this be? Ha! How will I have this? Ha! You will never work for God. That's it. That's it. You cannot. Your power is finished. That is why take up your cross and deny yourself. You see, you say no to yourself that is directing you. Yourself is guiding. You say, no, self, you can't direct me again. I'll be directed by God, not by self. Yeah. Once you look at yourself, you go in so many directions, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that it is you. Yeah. Look at you. Why will my child go to school? There will be a school. I said, there will be a school. Don't worry. There will be a school. There will be a school. When the time came, my wife was saying, look, we have to find a school. I said, find a school in the area. There must be a school in the area. And we saw a school that was starting. They put a banner, new school starting. And I sent my son as the founder of that school. Why not? Why not? Yeah. As you are thinking of others, God will be thinking about you. And God will be sending angels to do all sorts of things for you. May the angel of the Lord follow you and organize many things in the mighty name of Jesus. So concentration is a master key. Concentrate. Concentrate. If you have found me and I've found you and I've held your hand, hold my hand tight. I also hold your hand tight too. When I met Bishop Saki, speaking in tongues, I held his hand. He also held my hand and I've been holding his hand tightly. Since the first day that I met him, I went to look for him at Sabah Annex B in his room, 203. He was not there. But when I got there, I saw a sign, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. It was over there. When I saw that, I said, this must be the room. Yes. Yes. What God gives you, don't need two. You don't need two. You don't need three. It's good. It's good. Sometimes you are holding a good thing, but you don't know what it is. So I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. You don't need any many things. You need what you have. Yeah. Focus. Focusing on you. Yeah. Focusing. 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 And take your eyes off yourself. Don't look at, as soon as you look at yourself, you stop. If Lighthouse, we look at ourselves, we'll never reach out. We'll never have even one crusade. When I look at the churches that don't need columns, need beams, need roofing. When I look at the towns in Ghana, when I would never step 1 foot outside Ghana to go and do anything. If I look at myself, never. I will never go to Banjul for a crusade. Banjul. What am I going to do in Banjul? Nah. If you look at yourself, say, I'm a poor man. So that will be the end of your ministry. I'm telling you. So my marriage is not good. A lot of pastors' marriages are worse than yours, and they are preaching. Yes. I've met at least two pastors who wanted to castrate themselves because of their marital problems. Yes. One of them tried. He tried with a knife to cut. He said, I don't want to have desires again because of the kind of woman that I've married. So I'm trying to remove it. Removing. All my stories are true, except they prove otherwise. Yes. Have you tried to castrate yourself? No. So continue preaching. You get what I'm saying? Yours is better than somebody's. Don't look at yourself. I have problems with lust. Look, Elijah had major lust problems. Elijah. He was a man of like passions. But he was heavily anointed. Whatever keeps you from working for God is cut off today. In Jesus' name, you can do it. I said, you are doing it. You are concentrating. And you are focusing. You are focusing. You are focusing on the Lord. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing of good leadership, the wisdom to be wonderful, fantastic leaders. What a blessing. Lay hands on your head or your heart or anywhere you want to lay hand and pray that the wisdom of kings will be on you today. Father, thank you. Thanks for your blessing. Thanks for the opportunity. We are so glad. We are so blessed. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord. Thank you. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Receive the wisdom to lead yourself, to lead people, to care for others. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today and you are not born again, you want to be born again, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you here, but you know in your heart, you are not a born-again Christian. I want to lead you first to Jesus. If you want to give your life to Jesus, raise your right hand now. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, pray with me. I would like to give my life to God, to Jesus Christ, today. I see all your hands. This is the first thing I want to lead you to. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see so many hands. God bless you. This is an opportunity. If you have lifted your hand, you want to come to Jesus Christ today, I want you to come to me in the front with your hand up like this. Come. Come, come. Come to the front. Come to the front.
Come running. Come running. Come running to that mercy seat.
Come and stand right here.
Is calling. His grace will be your cover.
I want Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. Pray with me, Pastor. I want to give my life to God.
Come running to that mercy seat.
I don't know Jesus, but I want to know Jesus.
Come running, come running, come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling.
Come on.
His grace will be your covering. His grace.
lift your hands up in front here. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am so sorry for all my sins. I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Wash me in your blood. From today, I give my life to you. Say it out. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Now say after me, Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, I will not follow you again. I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Now, what do I do next? Who is helping me? Cadella, outside. Okay. Follow our lady pastor right here. She's going to give you one of my books. If you don't have the book, don't go. It means somebody has stolen your book. Okay? Follow her. She's going to talk to you. Then you come back and join us right now. Okay? Come back quickly. Come back quickly because we're having a concert. Amen. You may be seated. Tell somebody, I'm becoming wiser. I'm leading myself. Look, you better start leading yourself well. Stop looking at yourself and start looking at others and caring for other people. Everybody has 1,000 problems. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.